This is Audible.
Star Wars, Kenobi, by John Jackson Miller. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Chapter 24.
We're here to see Oren Gold,
the shrivel-faced Gossam said, standing in the doorway to the claim.
I can't hear you, Annalene said. You've deafened us all.
She had let the creature enter only after he agreed to turn off the alleged music. That communication had required 2 minutes of makeshift sign language. The Gossam clip-clopped on the sinstone floor. His sickly yellow eyes traced the shelves around him as if taking inventory. He reached for a flask inside his jacket, revealing his blasters for Annalene to see clearly. A swig later, his gray lips smacked loudly.
Ore, ore, ore,
he said, as if trying out a new tongue.
Oren. Oren Gault. Oren Gault. Is one of these sounds familiar to you, Grabba?
Oren was missing, but over the shelves, Annalene saw that the door to his office was open. He'd likely gone for his blaster. Behind the counter, Jabe had pulled the pistol from the cash box. Annalene waved him off. If she didn't want Jabe hunting Tuskens, she surely didn't want him killed in a shootout with... what? Whatever these people were.
I'm Bojo Bupa,
the Gossam said, surveying Annalene.
But you will call me Master Bupa.
Not if you don't want me to laugh. Annalene looked to her left. Ben was standing casually at a clothing rack, trying to pay the visitors no mind. But she saw his eyes dart between her and Jabe in a way she found reassuring. The Gamorreans thundered forward, bumping against shelves. Items clattered to the floor.
Hey!
Annalene stepped up, only to freeze as one of the Titans growled. The other balled his fist and punched the display, knocking packages all across the aisle. At the bar, Jabe began to move.
There's no need for trouble, Ben said, interposing his body between the Gamorreans and Annalene.
Bupa leered at him and returned to the flask inside his coat in a move that displayed his blasters to the watchful customers.
What are you supposed to be? A hero?
Not at all, Ben said, kneeling. I'm the janitor.
He began picking up the fallen containers and placing them back on their shelves. Oren stepped out from his office in the back. I'm Oren Gault, he said, his earlier smile gone. He approached Bupa, eyeing him coolly. Can we get you something?
Hardly.
The Gossam sniffed disdainfully as his neck craned. Seeing the room Oren had emerged from, he pointed.
Is that where you do business, Ori?
Some of the time.
Well, let's go.
Twirling his cane, Bupa trotted down the aisle toward the office. Oren gave a look to Annalene and half a glance to Ben before turning to follow.
This'll be just a minute, he told them.
The door closed.
Oren, you've lied to me, Annalene thought.
It wasn't just a minute. It had been closer to 15. Each one spent in alternating anxiety and annoyance. Anxiety over what was happening inside the office. The newcomers weren't moisture farmers, to be sure. Oren had dealt with shady folks before. One almost had to in running a ranch the size of his. Some supplier somewhere was always under the massive thumb of a hut. and she'd known Orin to deal with merchants now and again whose property might not have been legally obtained. But that was about cutting corners. This seemed like something else again.
Do you think the Deveronians sent them to revenge after their partner died? She had whispered to Ben. I'd never known Hotelius to be a vengeful lot.
He'd responded. She'd shooed Callie and Lily outside. Several of the customers had left at the sight and occasional gaseous sound and smell of the Gamorreans, but some of her regulars of sterner stuff remained, keeping a watchful eye from their tables. Jabe had refused to leave, taking station at the gun counter. If Ulbrich could hold out against a Tuscan mob from there, Annalene thought, Jabe should be reasonably safe. She noticed that the old farmer himself had departed, perhaps deciding his adventure the day before was story enough for 1 week. But there was Ben, sorting idly through blankets and evaluating spanners. His eyes casually shifted to the Gamorreans and the closed office door. He was curious, to be sure, but not nearly as anxious as Annalene, and his presence had made her feel calmer. Calm enough that she could feel annoyed. If the Gamorreans had ever been to a store before, Annalene couldn't tell. They grabbed whatever they wanted from the shelves, as if it were their own private pantry. They were making a mess, but as long as they were stuffing their faces, they weren't breaking things. Or people.
That's not good, Ben whispered as he passed her. The store survived Tuscans, it can handle this. No, I mean the shorter one just ate a handful of metal bolts. He'll regret that.
Annalene had swept her fifth aisle in the Gamorrean's wake when the office door opened. She strained to hear Bupa's words.
Not